All right, on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're getting to know one of the Knoxville wrestlers, Daniel Gorski. Daniel, welcome. And do you have a pre-match ritual or something you got to do before you step on the mat?
Usually doing like a fast feet drill, just getting my feet warmed up and just quick. That's mostly like every single, before every tournament, every match, that's what I got to do.
Do you have a warm-up song that you like to go to before?
I don't really listen to music. I like to just like be in the environment. Music kind of distracts me from it.
And has there been an opposing gymnasium or a place that you have had success or you just like to go to that is not here at Knoxville?
Albia's usually pretty fun. There's a big crowd and it gets hyped up down there as well.
Besides wrestling, what high school sports and activities are you involved in?
Hopefully this summer, soccer, but I'm trying to put it all into wrestling because I really want to get to the top of wrestling and be the best at it.
Best high school sports memory to date?
It's probably got to be sectionals. It was just a big gym, and it was just so prepared. It was just fun. A lot of things to do there, yeah.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does that differ now?
I want to kind of have my own business after high school wrestling and all that, but that hasn't really changed. I'm probably still going to go for that.
Do you have a role model on what makes them, you know, you look up to them?
It's the man above, God. That's my role model. I'm trying to be like him, you know what I mean?
All right, very good. Any pets?
Yeah, two dogs, a couple cats, yeah.
Well, tell us about it. I'm a cat person. Let's start with the cats.
Usually go to bed and they're always on me. It's every night, yeah. Gets a little annoying trying to sleep when you're kind of cutting weight, but it's always fun.
What about the dogs?
Dogs, usually it's just fun going on walks with them, dude. Whenever you're like bored and you got to get some weight off, just a good run with the dogs, it's always fun, yeah.
What's the, and as a wrestler, this may be a bad question, but what is a go-to midnight snack?
Probably some pizza. Some good pizza.
Yeah. Favorite family tradition?
We used to like, when I was little, my family used to wear these like these bear hats. Like they were made out of bear fur, and it was just, I remember wearing them every winter, man. It just looked so cool. Kind of forgot about them, kind of got lost, but that was fun.
Are you active on social media or stay private?
I mean, I guess I have an Instagram account, but I don't really do much on it. I just try to focus on wrestling, that's it, yeah.
If you came back to life as an animal, what would it be?
A bear or a wolf, yeah.
Is that just a wrestler mentality? They got that, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
If you could have anything in you that you can want right now, you could just snap your fingers, what would it be?
State title, just have it with me. You know what I mean? It's always goals. That's probably the biggest thing.
If I gave you a pile of money and said, go somewhere and shop and spend it all, where would you go?
Probably to like a Nike store or like some, maybe just buy some wrestling shoes online. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
You mentioned state championship. You know, I'll ask, what's on the bucket list? Is that pretty high up there?
Yeah, that's the biggest goal. It's not going to be an easy goal, but I'm definitely going to get there. I'm going to do everything in my power to get there this year. Yeah.
What famous person in history, they could be living or have passed on, that you would want to spend the day with?
Jesus, dude. Best one, yeah.
All right. Daniel Gorski, thanks for letting us get to know you.
Thank you.